Hillsborough County is now on track to add protections for people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. In a 7-0 vote this morning, commissioners asked county legal staff to update Hillsborough's human rights ordinance with legal protections to prevent LGBT discrimination for things like employment and housing. It was introduced by the county's first openly gay commissioner, Kevin Beckner.
And while we should take great pride in the progress we have made to expand equal rights and freedoms to all of our citizens over the past 100 years, there is still so much more work to be done. For in 29 states, including the state of Florida, it is perfectly legal to fire an individual because of their sexual orientation. And 34 states, including Florida, for their gender identity. In Hillsborough County, we have even a complex problem, because in the city of Tampa, an individual may not be fired because of their sexual orientation or gender identity, but somebody living outside of the city of Tampa can. The Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law recently reported that 15% to 43% of lesbian, gay, and bisexual people, or 2.25 million and 6.5 million Americans surveyed since the mid-1990s, reported experiencing unfair employment practices based on their sexual orientation or gender. And for transgendered people, 20% to 57% of respondents reported having experienced unfair employment practices based on their gender identity. Ladies and gentlemen, board members, I would submit to you today that in 2014, no hardworking American trying to earn a living to provide for his or her family should have to live in fear of being fired for their job for reasons that have nothing to do with their job performance. This includes our LGBT American citizens.
Fewer than 10 members of the public spoke out against the additional protections, while more than a dozen, like Gina Duncan, urged commissioners to support the changes. She is the Transgender Inclusion Director with Equality Florida, and we'll hear from her in a moment. But first, this is Reverend Paul Waldmiller, who spoke out against changes to the county's human rights ordinance.
I brought my Bible today. I'm not going to hit anybody over the head with it, and I'm not going to quote scripture to you, because you probably, most of you, know what the Bible already says. I consider Florida part of the Bible Belt. Maybe some of you don't. That's okay. But this country was founded on biblical principles. And some of those biblical principles that our founding fathers, the majority of them, not all of them, but the majority of them said that, hey, we know that in this country, with God, things will go better for us. If we reject God of the Bible, things will get worse for us. Judeo-Christian values. I have a ministry, a very small international ministry rescuing children from sex trafficking, human trafficking. We feed poor children. But you know something else? Something else that I did before that was I was an internationally credentialed alcoholism drug counselor. And what I did is I helped establish drug courts, alternative to incarceration programs. I trained judges. I trained lawyers. I trained law enforcement on the disease model of addiction. And I will tell you, with my limited medical background, I will tell you there is no homosexuality gene. So I come opposed to what some of you want to do today. I say, bring back America and put things right. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Waldmiller. Gina Duncan.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Gina Duncan, and I am the Transgender Inclusion Director for Equality Florida, which is the state's largest LGBT advocacy organization. We represent over 200,000 LGBT citizens in this state and our allies. Let me first say that this issue is not about religion. This issue is about treating all of our residents fairly and with respect and equally under the laws of our cities and our counties. And thus, I stand in support of Commissioner Beckner's measure. I have the great job of working with major corporations across the country in the fact that I work with them to develop and implement their inclusion and diversity platforms. Fortune 500 companies are stepping up and understanding that having this policy and having full and inclusive policies to embrace all people and have all people be able to bring their best and their brightest to work is a competitive advantage for them. Not having these protections in our various counties and this patchwork of challenges that we have was well summed up by the CEO of EA Sports, Craig Hagan, when he said that he had a real challenge in putting an employee on a plane in San Francisco and they got off the plane in Tampa, Florida with less rights than when they got on. That's what we look to correct, and that's what we would urge for you to pass. Thank you.
Having additional protections for LGBT community members will help businesses. That's according to Gary Sasso, president and CEO of the Carlton Fields Law Firm.
We must compete for talent from around the country to bring the most talented, highly skilled professionals to Hillsborough County. But we have to compete with communities and law firms that are inclusive and diverse. Were we to exclude talented individuals from the gay and lesbian community, we would not only exclude an enormous number of capable candidates, but we would alienate the many, many others whose principles and values of diversity and inclusion are in accord with the principles reflected in the ordinance before you today. We would shoot ourselves in the foot as a business.
County lawyers will write possible changes to the human rights ordinance, adding protections for LGBT people. And the county's Human Relations Board will have input before final approval. A year ago, the county commission repealed a policy that had prohibited the board from participating in or promoting gay pride events. That ban had been in place since it was introduced in 2005 by former commissioner Rhonda Storms.